Here, I'll be showing you the interior, construction, and firmware updates for hexagonal modular LED panels, often referred to commercially as gaming lighting. This topic may be of interest, as the LEDs used in these panels are individually addressable, enabling them to display a wide range of multicolored animations. I will examine how these panels are connected, what they consist of, and how they are controlled. We imported the kit from China for just under 100 PLN. It would have cost considerably more here in Poland. The set consists of panels measuring 88 by 78 millimeters and 18 millimeters thick. They can be joined along any edge, so you can build a wide variety of shapes with them. The set includes instructions, a remote control, a controller, connectors, 12 pieces, mounting tape, and LED panels, 12 pieces. One is visible in the photo. The first drawback that strikes me is the lack of buttons on the LED controller itself, so you can either control it via the remote or via Wi-Fi. The great thing is that you can split the LED signal into several branches, as the instructions clearly demonstrate. They also mention pairing and the Magic Home app, which I decided to give a go. Unfortunately, and rather strangely, even after switching on Bluetooth and the device being detected, I am unable to pair it with Wi-Fi. To be more precise, the device connects to my wireless network and appears in the DHCP list, but the app reports a pairing failure and no longer detects it. I've tried pairing it again by putting the controller back into configuration mode via several power cycles, but to no avail. Incidentally, the LEDs in pairing mode will display a slow color animation. Discouraged by the pairing failure, I turned my attention to our electrode firmware. It is uploaded via the USB to UART converter. Cross-platform IoT firmware supporting as many as 32 platforms. But is the chip supported in this controller? So I took a look inside. Let's see what controls the LEDs. You just need to pry open the casing. It's best to do this where the cable comes out, as there'll be fewer marks. The controller is based on BL602, meaning it's supported by OBK. In addition, there is an AMS1117-3.3 volts to power the entire circuit. The designer was able to include this as the whole system operates at 5 volts. Furthermore, it is clear that there is space on the board for a DC jack and a step-down converter, so a 12-volt version may also be in production. Separately, you can see an LM358 operational amplifier, paired with a microphone, for reproducing lighting effects in time with the music. And right next to the LEDs is a 74HC245 buffer. PCB designation, ZJ-BWCD-SPI-VC-B-V10. There are 3 wires connected to the LEDs, ground, power, and data. This strongly suggests that we are dealing here with some form of WS2812, which comes as no surprise, as how else could such a large number of pixels be indexed? PIC18F45K50 as a WS2812 LED strip controller, theory plus library. Furthermore, the SPI in the board's name confirms this. These LEDs are best controlled via hardware SPI. In fact, SPI is used to simulate the generation of the control signal. Controlling WS2812 LEDs via SPI with DMA, using MOSI to generate timing signals. This is exactly how the WS2812 controller in OpenBeacon works. Now, all that remains is to flash the firmware. The pads for this are on the underside of the PCB. So, according to our documentation, how to read and back up the flash memory of a BL602, BL702, etc. device using BL DevCube, Tasmota alternative for the BL602, programming, pairing with Home Assistant. The thing is, by 2026, we'll no longer be using BL DevCube. Instead, we'll have our own solution for flashing the BL602 and similar devices. Before that, however, I collected a boot log from the TX pin at a baud rate of 200,000. Here it is, just after boot up. What's more interesting, though, is what happens during pairing. You can see messages in JSON format, including a list of detected networks and the SSID and password I entered. What's more, you can see that the device then obtains an IP address from my router. So why isn't the pairing working? This didn't explain to me what was going wrong, so I eventually flashed the OBK. A copy of the flash image. Once the OBK has been uploaded, an access point appears straight away, and you can configure the batch as usual. 192.168.4.1, then enter the Wi-Fi SSID/password, select the pins. You still need to configure the pins and autoexec.bat. You can do this following the tutorial. OpenBeacon, OpenBL602, correctly supports these LEDs via the SM16703P WS2812 controller, which ultimately proves their compatibility with this popular protocol. You can now connect further sections and play your own animations directly from the device itself, HA, or via DDP. It's also a no-brainer to add the missing button. After updating the firmware, this can be easily configured via the UI. You can also add an IR receiver and control it using your TV remote. To sum up, the LED controller turned out to be a very simple device. Essentially, what we have here is simply a set of WS2812 LEDs grouped in sets of 7 within an attractive housing, connected via male-to-male USB connectors, which carry the power supply, signal input, DIN, and output, DOUT, allowing the signal to be split into more than one channel. They are controlled by a microcontroller with Wi-Fi Bluetooth connectivity. The housing also contains an LDO, as the LEDs operate at 5 volts, whereas the MCU runs at 3.3 volts, and a microphone amplifier. The remote control remains a mystery. It probably communicates via Bluetooth, but I haven't tested this yet. The device normally works with the Magic Home ecosystem, but you can flash it with the firmware available at OBK to make it work independently of the cloud, and then pair it with Home Assistant. Do you use this type of RGB lighting?